Okay, just a few halachot in the laws of Hanukkah. Maran in Tafresh Ayin Gimel Hadlaka Osam Mitzvah. The main thing of the Hanukkah is the lighting. So long as there was a half hour's amount of oil or wax prepared and it was in the right place and it had the ability to last for a half hour, as long as you lit it, even though it went out, you fulfilled the mitzvah. So therefore you lit it, let's say, when after 1 minute. According to the strict halakha, kafta en zakukla. And therefore you do not have to go back and relight it. Unless, again, you lit it in a place where it was bound to go out within a half hour. Because you did not put enough oil, or you put it in a windy place, then of course you would have to make a new lighting. However, even in that case, you do not make a beracha, because it is a safek berachot leakel situation. Furthermore, even if, let's say, on Erev Shabbat, when you were lighting the menorah, it went out before Shabbat even started. According to the strict halakha, again, even though it's still yom, and zakukla, and you would not have to relight it. However, it's proper to be mahmir, according to the Taz, that if it went out before Shabbat and you still have time, so you should light it. If you already accepted Shabbat already, then you cannot light it. It's Shabbat. In that case, over there, it would be proper to Kafayim says to tell another Jew to light it. Even though you accepted Shabbat, you'd be allowed to tell another Jew, do me a favor, light these Nerot again, of course, without a beracha, and therefore you would not have a problem. Hu adin. After you lit the menorah, let's say, bale takena, he came to fix it, let's say you want to make it light, nicer, and things like that. Bekafta bishogeg. And it went out by mistake, and zakuk lag. And you want to be mahmir in that case, you can always be mahmir to relight it without a beracha. However, if a person on purpose, let's say, for whatever reason was, on purpose he put it out, then he has to light it a second time, again, without a beracha.